spoke 2 weeks ago that the shear of the cloven, the chun erana l'Hashem, they say part of the chun erana, boyu nishtachve nivracha nivracha l'fnei Hashem eisenu. That's the shear of the cloven. We said it 2 weeks ago at the end of shear. It could be that one of the reasons why we say this capital, as we explained then. I opened the sefer right before the Meirev, Pardes HaMelech, a Talmud of the Tzemach Hashem Letzvi, and he talks about what the Shir HaKlovim is. And from what he says, I think to start the Shir, this is a Meiridike word to say. Why were the Klovim Zeuche to say this Shira? What is the Klovim's Chia? We know that Kasha was asked after a lot of Tanesim, as we said. And one of the things that the Klovim have, a Meridika Maila, that's from the Tzaya of the Klovim, you ma'abed the Eiris, to be able to make from that Sifre Torah. Meridika Zach. In Pasuk it says that the Eivishter says to B'nai Tzion, Rachatu, you should wash yourself mit Tzayas B'nai Tzion, you should wash yourself from Tzaya. Comes Shabbos, depends the Erev Shabbos, we say this capital that the Klovim are able to elevate their Tzoya to make from it Ibud HaKlaf, and you can write it in the Sefer Torah. So a person should realize what he has to do Erev Shabbos, that the Avod of Erev Shabbos is Rechitza, the Avod of Rechitza, to wash yourself from the Tzoya of the world. A person gets dirty from the Tzoya of the world, a person gets dirty from the filth of the world, from the Pseilus of the world. That's called Tzoya. Tzoya is Pseilus, which has no Tachlus and no Tafkid, except to fertilize further and make grow further, but from itself it has no Tafkid. But you could take it and be ma'abed it, and to make it so Kodesh that you can write on it a Sefer Torah. That's what a person can do, is Guf, to make his Guf a Klaf, that should be able to be written in a Sefer Torah, as the Shef Shmaitzer writes in Agdoma, that's the Avod of a person, to be Mekadosh his Guf with Kedushas a Klaf. So that's the Koyach of Shabbos Kedesh, B'Shas Kabbalah Shabbos, that one should be able to elevate himself from the Tzoya of the world and the Tzoya of the week, and elevate himself to a Neuridike Madrega. Let us go back and again visit the Inyan of Lechun Ranana and Kabbalah Shabbos, and try with a lot of Siyata Deshmaya to say over Tamtzis of a Neuridike piece of Shem Shmuel in Parashas B'Shalach, a Neuridike piece of Shem Shmuel. I think it has a direct kesher also with the Inyan of Chanukah, and I think that's kedai to say over the piece of Shem Shmuel. We know that Shabbos has a kesher to Yosef HaTzadik. We know the Musaf of Shabbos has a kesher to Yosef HaTzadik. The Neshom Yisera of Shabbos has a kesher to Yosef HaTzadik. Shabbos has a kesher to Yosef. Yosef has two names. As we learned, Yosef has a name of Asifa, Asaf Hashem. Yosef has a name of Aysofa, Yosef Hashem li bein Acha. So there are two koiches in Yosef. There's a koich in Yosef called Asifa sa koiches, and there's a koich in Yosef called being Moisef on the koiches. Two different in Yonim. One to take together all the Peratim and make them one. Another Nekuda is to be Moisef on it. In Ur Gedal Yo on Shmini Atzeres, there is that Nekuda, that's what Shmini Atzeres is connected to Yosef. It's the Asifa and the Isofa. That's both Koiches in it. We're not going to go into that now. We're going to try to say a piece of Shem Shmuel and B'Shalach, Sofresh Ayin Ches, and try to bring it down that we should be able to use it in Olam HaMaisa. There are two Midas. There's a Mida called Emes, and a Midah called Emuna. We say in davening every night, Emes v'Emuna kol zeis. The Gemara says, Mesechtes Berachos, Emes v'yatzev shachris, Emes v'Emuna arvis. The avodah for an arvis is Emes and Emuna. What is Emes and what is Emuna? Emes, we know Emes is something that has no hefzik. The Chiddush Arim says, Mayim ha-mechazvin. What's called Mayim ha-mechazvin? A be'er that after 7 years it changes the water and it doesn't run again, even for 7 years straight it gives out water, but after 7 years it's poisek. That's called mayim ha-mechazvin. It's kozov, it's not true. It gives an opinion that it's true. It gives an appearance that it's true, I mean to say. But the truth really is not true, because emes is nitzchis. Anor she'enoi poisik, amayin amizgaber, anor she'enoi poisik. As it says in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah in Pekei Oves, in Perek Vov, that is the nekuda of emes. Emes is nitzchis. Now, in the nekuda of emes, there's always an esofa also. Why? That's what a nor is. A nor always comes new. Why is that? Because if you're kosher to the shirish, you're kosher to the mekur. In the mekur achayim, there's always what? There's always this chachos. Emes has to be kosher to chay achayim. There's no emes on this world. The only way there's emes is if you mekashe yourself to the shirish. That's the only way there's emes. Yankevinu loy meis. Why? Because he was mekusha to the shirish. So he was mekusha to shirish achayim. Because Yankevinu is titan emes liyakov. Yankevinu is midas emes. So Yaakovinu was nitzchis. So we realize that emes is the nekuda of something that doesn't have a shinui, and memela tomorrow it has to have a new. Why? Zakt Shem Shmuel. This is not the Shem Shmuel could say such a zach. If yesterday something is new and tomorrow it's old, so it's not emes anymore. Because yesterday it was new and tomorrow it's old, so it changed. So there has to be every day is chatzis and every minute is chatzis. In order that it should be the same, and the emes is tied to nishka shinui, there has to be keseder de kischatzus. Because if there's no keseder de kischatzus, then the minute later is not the same as the first minute, but the first minute was chodosh, and the second minute is yoshon. So in the kudos of emes, there has to be, that should be, the chiyus should be like the first minute. With the same ischatzus, with the same chiyus, with the same chavivus, like the first minute. How's that possible? That's not a poisik. It comes new and new and new. So keseder the kischatzus is the midah of emes. That's the nekuda. So hafla the nekuda in understanding what midah se emes is. Why midah se emes is nitzchi? Why midah se emes has to be ischatzus? And why it has to be a keseder the kischatzus? Because if not, it's felt in emes. Thus is a nekuda nifla. If so, we understand that that's the midah of Yaakov. The midah of Yaakov is emes. Yankiv is the midah of his chatshus achiyus always. He's mekusha to the mocker, and that's why Yankiv Avinu was loy meis. But that's the nekuda of emes. The nekuda of emuna is the nekuda becomes before emes. Why? Because the nekuda of emuna is to take together all your koiches and be mevatel them to the rotzon Hashem. What's emuna? Amunah is his batlus completely to the Eibishter. That's called Amunah. Amunah is in the Lashon of Hamshacha. So Amunah means you nimshach legamri to Ratzon Hashem. That's bittel, ultimate bittel to the Eibishter. That's in the Nekudah for Amunah. Memela, in the Etzem, bits batlus like a tinoik, kegomul alayimoy, like David HaMelech said, that's the Nekudah of Amunah. So when a person has is batlus of every prat in himself to the Eibishter, so then he takes all the pratim in himself and they become one. How could you make stira dikizach one? How could you make ria, shmiya, dibur? How could you make them all one? There's only one way to make them one. If you take them all and you mevatel them to the aleph, you mevatel them to the shirish of the world, you mevatel them to alufa shel oilom, memela, you have the nekuda of its batlus, tos is emuna. Now we're going to learn a piece of Shem Shmuel and Beshalach that has to do with the parishes that we are living in. The Chayra Dova Pella, Yosef HaTzadik, should have told Yaakov Avinu that he's living. Why? He had the ability. He had all the ability in the world. He was a Mishnah Lamalach. He could have sent the Shlichos, a very partial Tekasha. Zag de Shem Shmuel Nuyridik Ezachen. Emunah means his battles completely. If the Eibishter didn't tell, then I'm bottled to the Eibishter's Ratzen. And I had all my Cheshbonos in the world. And all my own cheshbonos have no play because the Dabar Oilam of the world. And if the Eibishter is not Megala, then I'm not going to be in a Megala. That's where you see the Neurodik Bittul of Yosef HaTzadik to Ratzon Hashem. That's where you see that Nekuda of Yosef HaTzadik, his Batlus to Ratzon Hashem. I'll read the Lashon. Zer Tam Atzon Be Yosef Machmatz Oitzim Bittuloi Leratzon Hashem Yisbarach. So Mamela, that is the pchina of emuna, spotless all your koiches and nefesh, every chush, all to the Rebbein Nishalem. So we understand now, emuna is a sifes a koiches, emes
is the Isofa on the Koiches. The Koich of Ischatshus Kiseder of Isofa. So Emuna is Asifa, Emes is Vayosef Hashem Li Beiz Acha. Thus is the Tzvei Koiches. So we understand that very clearly. Let us go to use the way the Shemesh Shmuel has a tendency to take things and expand on them meridic. One of the things that he does always is he puts things into more categories. One of the new categories he's going to take you to is now Moyach and Lev. Every person has two koiches in himself. He has the koich of the Moyach and he has the koich of the Lev. As Sifo and Muna is the Lev. Hoysofa, that's the Moyach. That's very poshut why it is like that. The koyach of the lev, that's the koyach of emunah of the person. The koyach of chius, chodosh, that comes from the moyach of the person. Let's go poshut. The b'china of the lev is chuka. 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 That's the b'china of the lev. Yes, the b'china of the lev is chuka. Memela, chuka, you have the chuka, you take all your chukas, and you mevatel them all to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That is the nekuda of the emunah that comes mitzad aleif. Masha'enke in the nekuda of moyach, that's the nekuda of chesedet dike chayim, because that's where the chayim comes from, the moyach. Memela, that's the nekuda of a person, moyach and leif, emes and emunah, the nekuda of Yaakov and Yosef. Those are the tzvei nekudas that we have. Once we realize this, we have to go now a little bit further and realize that in order that we should have the Asifas HaKoiches, first you need the Asifas HaKoiches. You first have to take your Koiches and bring them together. Then you can have the Nekuda of having an Asifa. There's not Shaykh Asifa without Asifa. Suppose it does say, first you need the Asifa, then comes the Koich of Asifa. Doctor, if so, every Shabbos becomes Nesera, both Bechines, Emes and Amuna. If Shabbos is Yosef, we have two Bechines. We have Asifas HaKoiches, and we have also the koyach of what? Of Isofet HaKoyches. Look in and let's see how we say when we start the first kapitel. L'chun neranano l'Hashem, noriyo l'tzur yeshenu. Such a difference, such a fierce difference between two sprachen. First we're talking about neranano l'Hashem, which is not such a strong lashon, and then we're saying with a loud lashon, noriyo, we should pick up our voices like a truah, the Tzur Yishenu. What's the change in the Lashonis? When a person comes Shabbos, and it comes Shabbos and he throws off of him the all of all the work in the week, what is that? What is that? That's a b'china of emuna. That's the emuna of a yid. The emuna of a yid comes Shabbos and already he's ready to take everything that he has and put everything aside. Kilo kol malach techo asuya. That's the b'china of emuna. Why is that the b'chin of emunah? I will use a different piece of Shemesh Shmuel to explain it. When you do that, that's before the Shabbos comes. You're not yet magish the kiddush of Shabbos. So why are you doing that? That's only emunah. But once you do that emunah, you're zoicha to that isofus hakoiches of Shabbos, that the Eibishter gives you the kiddush of Shabbos. So emunah is the pu'ula mitzad the person before he's magish kiddush of Shabbos. So he does the pu'ula of emunah. After he does the pula of emuna, is chalanim on neiridik in kedusha melamayla half of a fella. It's kedai even to see the lishoynis how he says it. He says clearly when a person comes achnasa Shabbos, he throws away the sheish shemayamaisa. He throws everything away. So that what's he doing? He's taking all his chushim, all his koyches, being mevatel them all to Hashem Yisbarach emuna. Then afterwards comes a kedusha neiro, comes the rebbeinu. So first the person says, all he's saying is he doesn't yet have the agosha yet of Shabbos. Let's go. He's preparing himself, but as soon as he does the lechun eranu al Hashem, we'll use the lechun means go away from yourself, go away from the weekdays, go towards the Shabbos, do the pu'ula of emuna. What happens afterwards? Take it from Yadus Chaliyu a kedusha niflah and an agosha in Shabbos. You pick yourself up from the Niranana and you go up to the Darga of Naria. You go up to a higher Darga of Naria. Thus is Naria the Tzur Yishenu. Two steps that a person takes, in a minute he takes the steps. Why? Because from the Amuna, right away from the Sifas HaKoiches, is Chal that you become Miskasha to the Mayan and Aveya. You become Miskasha to the Murdik and Kedusha of Shabbos. and sie blieben den Shabbos, sie kochten dir den Shabbos, that's the Noria Letzur Yishenu. This is the Tamsis of the word, a Noirdike word of the Shemesh Shmuel. In other words, we learned two Nekudas Neflois. We learned the Nekuda of Bittul, and we learned the Nekuda of Isophis HaKoichis that comes through that Bittul. In Parashas Yisrei, the Shemesh Shmuel also expands on the Inyan of Tosfos Shabbos on the Lechun Eranana, and he says that Nekuda that we said, that the Iker Nekuda of the Maila of Kabbalah Shabbos is, that before he's margish already anything, he's zoicha to throw it away from himself, and from that he comes. What does Ishtalat to there? Ishtalat to just like Yisrei ran away from the Avodah Zarah before Moshe Rabbeinu came to him. So then he didn't see the Ur yet. He didn't know anything. He just knew that he has to run away from the Avodah Zarah. That's what a person says. First, the person says, L'chun eranana. He's running away. L'chu, let's run away from the weekdays. Let's run away from all the weekdays. Let's go away from it. Once a person does that, then he's zoicha to be mekabel the kedusha of Shabbos afterwards. Dvarim nifloim on how a person has to prepare himself for Shabbos and how a person has to connect himself to the Shabbos. So it is a piece in Parshas Yisrei, and the first piece was in Parshas Mishalach Tofresh Ayin Zayin. We have to realize a little bit more what happens to a person when it comes to Kabbal Shabbos. A whole week, a person has a certain oitem, a certain kisui, a certain orla, which doesn't let him feel the kedusha. That's what happens during the week. It's very hard for him to be ma'ir himself with a bit of hargosha of kedusha a whole week. But when it comes Shabbos, that takes away the hester from a person. It takes away the hester of a person. When a person feels by Kabbalah Shabbos that hester comes away, and he feels suddenly a chukah to Ribbono Shel Olam, that's where the Lechun Eranana comes from. The Lechun Eranana comes from that argosha of chukah that a person has when it comes Shabbos. Why is that? Because the Eivishter takes away the oitem, the kisui, the orla that the whole week had on it, that you can't feel an argosha, that's what it takes away. It says Yidua, the Talmidei Amagid wanted to know if they really are Margish Kedusha Shabbos or not. Are they Margish Kedusha Shabbos or not? What did they do? They made a test. They decided they'll go and put on Big Day Shabbos in the weekdays. Emit Machan Achanus to Shabbos. And they felt Kedusha Shabbos. And they got Tzibrochen by themselves. It means that everything is nothing. It's all only in the mind. It's all only in the mind, it's nothing. They ran to the Maggid, and they came to the Maggid, and they complained to the Maggid, and the Maggid told them, Naronim, because you're wearing Kiddush Big Day Shabbos, the Big Day Shabbos is Mashpia, the Kiddush is Shabbos. It's not true. It's not, it was the reason why you were Margish the Shabbos, not because it's a Dimyon. The Etzem Metzius of putting on Big Day Shabbos, it gives a person a certain Kedusha and a certain Argosha. That's the Nekuda. Akoponim, that means that the Etzem, it's impossible for a person to feel that Kedusha in the weekdays. Let's go and do two more very important Nekudas on the Lechun Eranana that we should be able to finish at least a little bit of our Argosha of how we go and prepare ourselves for Kabbalah Shabbos. It says in Medrash, Kveid Elekim Apasikim Mishlei Kapitel Chavveis Kveid Elekim Haste Dover Kveid Melochim Chaker Dover Zog the Medrash Till Vayichulu is Kveid Elekim Haste Dover. From Vayichulu Ve'elech is Kveid Melochim. Meaning there's two things, there's Elekus and there's Malchus. Elekus you can be Masik. Kveid Elekim Haste Dover. Malchus of the Eibishta is Galus of Malchus. There you could have a hagosh on it. When is Malchus Nisgala? After Vayichulu. When it comes Shabbos, Shabbos is the Zgalus of Malchus Shemayim, of the Rebbeinu of the world. That's why Adam Arishan, when it came Shabbos, said to the old Bria, L'chun Eranana, why let it be Megala Malchus Shemayim? Every Yid says on Shabbos, Yismachu b'malchuscha shaymnei Shabbos. What does he mean, Yismachu b'malchuscha shaymnei Shabbos? What does it mean? That's because he's margish, that he's chal on himself about Malchus Shemayim. Why? It says in Zohar HaKadosh, in Parashas Achremos, in Parashas Bahar, Mandekofetz Ba'achra, if somebody has a different shibud on himself, it's impossible for him to be mekabel malchus shamayim. He can't be mekabel malchus shamayim. We have a different shibit. We're going to learn in Kigavna what happens to a person when it comes Shabbos. Misyachten, misparashim, misitracha. The sitracha goes away. So that's why he can be mekabel malchus shamayim when it comes Shabbos. Shabbos, since the sitracha goes away, and a person is not kofis ba'achra anymore, he has the ability to be mekabel on himself o malchus shamayim. Or the Merishim, when it came Shabbos, with which capital was he mekabel o malchus shamayim? With lechuna ranano. With lechuna ranano, he was mekabel o malchus shamayim. As I state in Heiliges, Sosemes, and Pashas, Bamidbar, Tofresh, Nun Beis. That when it came Shabbos, the lechuna ranano was the kabbalas o malchus shamayim of other Merishim on the whole Berea. Every Shabbos, when we say Luchun Ranano, we have to realize that has to do with what? With Mekabalos Malchus Shamayim. Maybe now we understand the new reason for the Simcha. Yismechu b'malchus chashayim re'Shabbos. Shabbos is not enough that we should have the Mekabalos Malchus Shamayim. Yismechu b'malchus cha. We have to have a Simcha on the Malchus. That's why when we say Luchun Ranano, if we have the new Hasaga that Luchun Ranano is a Shema Yisrael of Shabbos, it's a Kabbalah so Malchus Shemayim of Shabbos. It has to be said when a Meredik is Simcha, because Yismechu b'Malchus Chashayim Rei Shabbos. That's the Tviya of the Simcha of the Luchun Ranana, because Yismechu b'Malchus Cha. One more Rayon on Luchun Ranana before we will go next week to the Mizmah LeDavid of the Zibn Koyleis, the next part of Kabbalah Shabbos after the sixth Kapitlech. After the five kapitlach, the sixth kapitel, which is not from the Seder of the kapitlach. We say in this kapitel, Boil Nishtachra Venivra, Nivrachalaf Nea Shemai Seinu. Everybody knows two things. Everybody knows one, that there is a Medrash in Parashat Kisavai, that Moshe Rabbeinu saw that Asidim Bikurim Osid Lichorev, Omad Vitikin Gimel Tfilis Liyisrael. The Chsiv, Boil Nishtachra, Moshe Rabbeinu said this kapitlach, three tefillahs. One is Nishtachra, one is Nichra, one is Nivracha. Those are the three tefillahs that it was Mesaken. That's B'mokim Bikurim. That means whatever Bikurim has in it, the koyach of this Achna of Nishtachra, Nichra, Nivracha, that has a koyach that we have, the koyach of Bittul to the Eivishter, just like the Bikurim. The Bikurim is the Shaychus to the Deiris. I understood from a piece of Imre Emes in Parashas Kisavai, that when the person says the kapitlach of Moshe Rabbeinu Daika, he has a greater shaykhis to the Bikurim of them. He has a greater shaykhis to the Bikurim. That means that in these kapitlach of Luchun Ranano, there is an agosha that has a kesher to the Indian of Bikurim. In these kapitlach, since Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesak in these kapitlach, and it says in Medrash, Omad Moshe Vetzofa, and that's when he said, Boyu Nishtachve V'Nivrachalif Ne'Hashem Eseinu. So you see that these words were said to be able to be Mesak in a Kesher to Bikurim. If we were Mesak in that we should say these kapitlach in Kabbalah Shabbos, it means that when it comes Kabbalah Shabbos from Shabbos, it's Ki'ilu Wivin Makir Bikurim. What's the Hargosha? It's Ki'ilu Wivin Makir Bikurim. Bikurim means giving away the reishis to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Every reishis, it says from the Yid HaKadosh, from Peshischa, that when a person gets up in the morning, and the first thing he does in the morning is learn, he's mitayim Bikurim. Because he gave away the reishis to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Giving away your first to the Rebbeinu Shalom, every first Hargosha is an Hargosha of what? Of Bikurim. You say, a modern Hargosha, but those are my Hargoshas. I can't say differently than I feel. It's Kum Chavez. Person feels the kedusha of Shabbos. He has all different kinds of things that he wants to do with the Shabbos. All different kinds of things. He feels the tainuk of Shabbos. He feels the mur, the hagoshes that a person has on Shabbos. The person says, no, it has nothing to do with me. The first thing I'm going to do with this Shabbos is give away to the Rebbeinu Shalom the reishis of Shabbos. Thus is Kabbalah Shabbos. Giving away that first hagosh of Shabbos, that first good feeling of Shabbos. He found the Shabbos, well, he spoke last week, the Murdik HaGoshav and Shabbos. Ah, sit down, Fabreng, Mach, Tu, not nothing to do with me. Gleich the Rebbeinu Shalom, Luchun Ranano L'Hashem. Thus is the HaGoshav and Bikurim, which is the greatest derashis that I give away. I give away my first derashis, the HaGoshav and Shabbos, I give away that derashis to Rebbeinu Shalom. Nukuda Aleph, Nukuda Beis. The Sasema says in Parshas Bolok, that the Mishnah says that Avraham Avinu
The Talmid of Avraham Avinu have three mildest toives. What? Ayin toiva, ruach namucha, and nefesh shvela. Those are the three mildest toives that they had. The Sasema said that that's the three mildest of nishtachve, nichra, nivrecha. These are three different kinds of bittul, and from these three kinds of bittul, you get a nefesh shvela, a ruach namucha, and ayin toiva. All are in you of being mevatel yourself. Three different kinds of bittul. The opposite of bilam. The opposite of bilam. Barucha is Avram. Bilam is klala. That means that on Shabbos, in order for a person to have the barucha of Shabbos, a person has to be medabek himself in these three midos. That's the barucha of Shabbos. In order to have a shaychus to the barucha of Shabbos, the only way to have a shaychus to the barucha of Shabbos is not to belong to bilam. Bilam is klala. You have to go away from the midos of Bilam and go to the midos of Avraham Avinu. If the Sasemis tells us in Balak Tafresh Samach Aleph that Boyu Nishtachve Nichcha Nivrecha means get yourself the three midos of Ayin Toiva, Nefesh Shvela, and Ruach Namucha, so we have a new argosha in Shabbos Kodesh, argosha that we have to say this capital to be coin ourselves three midos toivos. When a person says, Boyu Nishtachva Nivicha, Nivicha, Friday night, he's saying, let's go and get the midas of Avraham Avinu, that we should be able to be in the darga of Vavarechacha, the darga of Avraham Avinu's Bracha, and not Chas V'Shalom, the Kalala of Balak and Bilam, that we should be able to have a Shaychus to the Bracha of Shabbos. Last but not least, Hargosha. Boyu Nishtachva Nivicha, Nivrecha lefnei Hashem oseinu. In Tardis HaMelech asks, we don't say Shasani Yisrael, we say Shaloya Sani Goy, because we don't talk in the Tard, because B'tayv Leil Adam Shaloy Nivra, we talk in the Shlilus. If so, why did they say here lefnei Hashem oseinu? Lefnei Hashem oseinu, to Tayv Leil Adam Shaloy Nivra. Eino Chanami Tayv Leil Adam Shaloy Nivra. That's only a whole week of a Shabbos when Semen Oilam Abba. Shabbos v'tzayin oylem abo, that's the toiv l'shenivra. Because Shabbos, a person gets kapara. The Sosemis asks, how do we make on a chosn of bracha yoytzer adam toiv l'shenivra? The Sosemis answers, because chosn moich l'kolam in oysof, so we made it yoytzer adam. Adai Shabbos, kum Shabbos, we can say l'fnei Hashem Eseinu. A whole week we can't say l'fnei Hashem Eseinu. A whole week we can only say shaloy asani goy. Kum the heilige Shabbos, we are zeicha, and we're able to say, in a loshon chiyuvi, Lefnei Hashem Eseinu, because on Shabbos we have a shaychus that we could say even in the chiyuvi.